Vayar Bolok ben Sipor is called Asher Osa Yisroel Amoiri. The Kliyokar tells the greatest file is what the Yisrael did to the Amoiri. There was Nisei Yitzias Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf. The biggest file that Bolok is scared of is what happened to the Amoiri. So he learns up into the Pasuk, he says the Drash, the Emes is four Hadgoshes in the Pasuk. It says it's called also Yisroel, and then the Hemshech it says the Om by Yogar Mitnei Ha'Om, and then it's called them Bnei Yisroel, and finally Hakahal, Ati Yalachachu Hakahal. So Zok the Kli Yokar that each one of these four Lashonis, Yisroel, Ha'Om, Bnei Yisroel, and Kahal, each one represents a different Nekuda that Balak was frightened of. Yisroel means Yisroel Saba, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu says, "Asher lokachti miyad ha'emoyri." It's called Asher Osa Yisroel ha'emoyri. He was scared of the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu gar in the Shoirish already says that he was lokachti miyad ha'emoyri b'charabi v'kashti. He was scared of the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. The Om is pasha going on the Erev Rav ki Ravu vayokos moyov mipnei bnei Yisroel. He says it's a mashal. There's always the Shoshana and then there's the Koysin. And he was worried that Bnei Yisrael is like the Shoshana, and they're going to be like the Koytsim, they're going to be like the thorns. And Yilachachu HaKahal, he brings the Makar that Kahal is Yosef. And it's a Bezundera Kashash that he was scared because Yosef was sold to the Midyonim. Maybe the Koytsim of Yosef would be a factor over here. And that's what Bolok is scared of. Bolok ben Sipor. Shteyn Zoya that Bolok was a descendant of Yisroi. Bnei Bonav Shal Yisroi. In the Chidah brings down in the car that Bolok was the son of Yisroi, which makes him Moshe Rabbeinu's brother-in-law, which is a kasha because it says that Yisroi has seven Shemois and one of them is not Tzipor. His daughter was Tzipoira, but his name wasn't Tzipor. The Chidah says because his name of Tzipor was when he was Bigei Yusoi, and the Sheva Shemois Nikroli Yisroi is going Bigei Rusoi. There's another pshat that Ben Sipar, the Mefarshim explained that he was called Ben Sipar because his koyach hatuma, Bolok also was a big koyach and more than Bilam even, and his koyach came from a Tzipar. That was his koyach. He was Ben Sipar. But there's a shayla talk if he's Ben Yisroi or from Yisroi. Me'idah kisa, he needs to call another koyach from Bilam. Bilam, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bilam was an anacle of Lava because it says Bilam Ben Be'or. No, a son of Lavan, because it says Bilam ben Ba'or, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ba'or is Lavan, and it's also Kushan Rishasayim, who was a Tzoyra to the Yidden afterwards. Lavan who Ba'or, who Kushan Rishasayim. There are Makairas that Bilam is a descendant of Lavan, and there's even a Makar that Bilam alain is Lavan. If Bilam is Lavan, then Bilam is under Zayt. Bilam is Lavan. Zayt the Lavan. Now there's a machloikis. On one hand, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bilam was only 33 years old. The Gemara darshens in Sanhedrin that kuvah of a pasuk, anshei domim umirma la yechesu yemeyem, that Bilam only lived for 33 years. On the other hand, Rashi already tells over there afanart. It says that shloisha hayu v'oisei etza, the original etza by Paray and Mitzrayim, Yisroi, Iyov, and Bilam. And assuming it's the same Bilam, not the anagol of Bilam, that some want to say, then it comes out that Bilam, Rashi says, has to be at least 200 years old. L'chayr, it could be a little bit less. The Eitzel was 80 years into Mitzrayim. But he certainly is much more than 33. If Bilam is Lavan, or Akupanim, he represents Lavan, he's a descendant of Lavan. Bolok is from Yisrael, he said, Bilam is Lavan alein, other miyotzeh halotzeh of Lavan. It's interesting, Bilam is stopped by a goder mizeh, the goder mizeh. That goder mizeh is the gal eid. Lavan made a gal eid, a pile of avonim. That was his havtocha that he's not going to check it with Yaakov. When Bilam, zu Lavan, either kipshutai or akoponim, he's a descendant of Lavan. Bilam zu Lavan comes to Chepper with Klal Yisrael, with Yaakov. He gets stopped by the gal eid. And that's why Kenzan at the end, he gives the eitzah to be choyte with Benoit Midian, because the chilek of the hagosha by the gal eid was in ta'anet benoitzei, the intikach noshim al benoitzei ein yeshimanu. If the yidden are going to be choyte with Znus, that takes away the power of that Havtocha that was by the Galei. The Zohar talks about this in Parshas Vayishlach. It says, "Vayovei lekim el Bilam balayla," and a parallel to that is "Vayovei lekim el Lavan balayla" in Bereishis over there. And Lavan is told then, "Pentidaber im Yaakov mitoyva adra," not "Pentasun im Yaakov mitoyva adra," "Pentidaber im Yaakov mitoyva adra," because he's telling him later as Bilam, "Don't come shepherd Yaakov with your dibur." By Bilam it says, "Kiloi nachashti Yaakov." By Lavan it says, "Nichashti." And you know, we said that Lavan was v'tachalet es maskorti aseres moinim, that Lavan shepherd with Yaakov tens of times. The 10 times is, there's a pasuk in Dvarim, in Rosh Chanan, koisim ksomim moinim menachesh machashev choy verchever shoyel oy v'yedoyni, there's 10 lashonis, 10 oifanim of koismus, of ksomim. Those 10 oifanim, that's what Lavan originally had shepherd with Yaakov. Now Balak wants to get together with Bilam, the koyach of both of them together. The Ben Ishchai says that Bilam, if you spell out Bilam, you spell out the letters Beis, Beis Yud Sof, Lamed, Lamed Mem Dalet, Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, and then Mem, Mem Mem. The sacha call of that entire gematria is called Gematria Bimiluyai, is 696, which is the gematria of Tsaris. Bilam is Tsaris, and Bilam coming together with Balak is going to be the full koyach. They want to go against Klai Yisrael. The Aruch Hayim explains that Balak be'emes was a nosich of Midian. He was melech l'moyav be'esah. He granted he was the melech then of Midian, of Moyav. But be'emes he was a Midiani, and that's be'emes. They're sending a message to the Ziknei Midian that it's our covet also. Balak represents Midian also, and therefore it's kedai that they should kricharayin into this sugya of whether Klal Yisrael is a problem in their eyes is because Balak represents Midian also. So they come and they want to check with Klal Yisrael. There's a derher from the Chasam Sofer in Shuvas, near a day at Shuvas Shin Nun Vav. He says, Yeshli la'oyer v'dover echad, he wants to say, most of the ma'oyrois that happened, that says in the Torah that happened to Klal Yisrael knows about it. They saw Kriyat Yamset, they saw the Nisim, they saw the Makos. This story of Balak or Bilam, who knows? Mi higid lanu ma hoya ben melech moyav echad uven kaisim echad bilam shabai elav al arsay. How would we know? He came to a place quietly at the edge of the machan of Klai Yisrael, wants to curse them. Hey, neveiz nishtan them. It didn't work. It backfired. In the end, he ended up saying brachas. No one knows from it. We know about it from the Torah. It's not a ma'ora that we would have known about. It's not for the fact that it says it in the Torah. Of Zoktech from Sefer, it says it in the Torah. And it says Parshas Bilam in the Torah. And now that it says Parshas Bilam in the Torah, Bikesh Lemer Parshas Bilam, it's the same as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Emunah in that, the Gemara Taka says, Bikshu Lekvoya Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema, it's also Yisoid in Emunah. And someone that's not Maimon in that is the same as someone that's not Maimon in Shema Yisrael. The Torah says the story of how this happened, that he wanted to Taka Shel to Kal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Balak. Ubalak ben Tzipor melech l'moyav be'esahi. He was the melech be'esahi. We already stressed. He was really from a Ziknei Midian. He was an asich of Midian. Now he was the melech be'esahi, and therefore it's affecting him also. I saw pshat on the Michtav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer. He said, Moyav was a big... No, because part of pshat, when you read these words, Ubalak ben Tzipor melech l'moyav be'esahi, that's the Torah narrating it. Meaning there's a message that Vayomer Moyav Ziknei Midian, and that message went to Kol Choy Hashor as Yerak Hasodah. And now the Torah says, you should know, Ubalak ben Tzipor is Melech Lamoya Be'esahi. It's the Torah narrating a fact that we should know, that's the Messiah. Oh, but you can learn, no, that's part of the message. So one shot is, before the Messiah Sefer, one shot is, why is it part of the message? They're saying, Ubalak ben Tzipor, you're Melech Lamoya Be'esahi, but really you're an Asich of Midian, it's Negei you also. The Michtav Sefer wants to say a different shot with the Nigan, it's part of the message. Moyav, he says, was an empire. And you know, if you know from imperialism, when it is Kufis that there's a country that takes over other countries, Moyav was in charge and was a malucha over a lot of countries in the Svivoysov. Oh, but they're sending a message to Moyav, you don't realize. After Yalakhu Akalas Kol Svivoysainu, Kil Chesha Shadish, what are you going to do? You know what you're going to be left with? Ubalach Melech Lamoyav Beisahi. You'll be left the king of Turkey, not the whole Turkish Empire. Medina Laza, which doesn't have such a great name. Melech Lamoyav. But it's part of the message. They're going to eat the rest of you up. You're going to be left with your little kleine shtetl, not your entire malucha. That was the message they were telling Balak. They called to Bilam. Bilam is a Navi that was given to the Umayyad Ha'ilam. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kol mi sheyesh biyadish shloish dvarim halalu mi talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. And if you have shloish dvarim acherim, it's from talmidav shel Bilam. Ayin toiva ruach nemucha v'nefesh shveila, then you're a talmid of Avraham Avinu. But if you have ayin ra, ruach gavoya v'nefesh rechava, even if you're sitting in Avraham Avinu's yeshiva, you're mi talmidav shel Bilam Arasha. It depends on those midas. The master says velach yeshiva midas. I'm as ayin ra ruach gavoya nefesh rechava. Master says velach yeshiva bista mi talmidav shel Bilam Arasha. Now it's marvel al arayin that the Eibishter gave Bilam the koyach of nevuah, so there shouldn't be a pitzchayim path for the umas ha'olam. And I'll read up there. This is the greatest pitzchayim path for the umas ha'olam that he gives them a Bilam as a navi. The pshat is because the Eibishter is showing that it's not just to get the koyach of the nevuah; it's takatoli and the midas and the tchunis. And if you're a mitalmidah shel Bilam arasha, then even if you're given the koyach of nevuah, blaytu a Bilam rasa shivcha layam blaytu a the. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a whole shira a shmuz. Or the choshech meshamshim eitzel ha'odim baravuvia. He fetiches up. On one hand, Bilam is yodea, that's Elyon, and he has the darvus nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, as I state. Mitzat sheni, he's mamis with his chamor, and he's mushkus in all the different midas that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. It's not a steer. A person could be holding mamish at two edges of the. Rav Huttner writes in a letter, you have a person who's in a yeshiva. When he's in the yeshiva, how close to the Gemara? But the question is, how hard is he holding on to it? The Iker test is when you're heilich, when a person is heilich, that's really the test to know was he mitalmid of Avraham Avinu tak, or he was going with the flow. He wasn't with the nishka halachah. Bilam was given the koyach nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you do with the famous mahalach of Rabbi Shua Leibdiskin, Rabbi Shua Leibdiskin tells on this nakuda, what's the pshat that Bilam was on the darvish nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? He quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, a famous Gemara. Moshe kostav sifrei neparshas Bilam, the sefer Bilam. It says over there in the Gemara, each sefer and Tanakh who wrote it, and it says Moshe wrote chamisha chumshei Torah, sifrei, and also sefer Bilam. What's that oichet sefer Bilam? Bilam is part of chamisha chumshei Torah. What's this hadgosha? What's the pshat in Gemara? Meisha Kosta Sifroi, the Sefer Bilam. So Rabbi Shmuleg explains that the Emes were other Nevi'im besides Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu were Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu'ah was of a Hechel HaMadreg, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah, to be Maimon in this Nekuda, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu'ah was Aspaklari Ami'ira. The type of Aspaklari Ami'ira is that you see it with a Klora Oysen. So he explains, a Novi that sees a Nevu'ah, when it's not Aspaklari Ami'ira, he can see the nevuah, but it's still be yecholtoi to fartaych it loy his havana. You can see the letters, but you could say it's kashera or shikaira. It's your koyach to taych off the nevuah. Nevuah is baklari ami'ira, zesta the nevuah of a klaroi. Moshe Rabbeinu cut the sifri. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Bereishis again. Because Sefer Bereishis was already from Avraham Avinu, from the Ovos. But Moshe Rabbeinu now is taking it as baklari ami'ira. Bilam, the Eibishter gave him the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koyach Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? If Bilam's whole plan was to get the Nevuah and warp it, fartaych it in a kruma oifin, not to be rasan avoyre, and be makalo chas v'shalom. That was his Koyach that he wanted to take from the Nevuah. The Eibishter avoided that by giving Bilam the Koyach Nevuah of Aspaklari Amira. So it's automatic. That's how he has to say it. He has to say Matoy Goy Lech Yaakov. He doesn't have a Yecholus to partake it differently. Lefi Zeh, Moshe Chotzav Sifroi, the Sefer Bilam. Rabbi Shmuleib says, he was only matik, he was only copying. Nevuah Bilam didn't have to be reset over as an Aspaklari Amira, it was already Aspaklari Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu was only matik. So it was matik, the Nevuah of Bilam that already was. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri and Hilchas Yisrael the Atayra, he brings down this whole shtickel of Rav Shulei, and he says, Eloshin, Jassan, he's matik, the shtickel of Rav Shulei. And then he says, he wants to make one Haisofa. He says, the Haisofa, after this you could say, is the taicha of the Akedah. What was the Nesoyin of the Akedah? Avraham Avinu gets a tzivo, in the furish meis, a boire, Akedah, what's the chiddush? Anyone would do it.
Asach, read enough them, it's the Bezunder, the Sugi of Akele. The author of Shach, after his matik, the shtickel of Rabbi Shulei, he says that's the Taicha from Avinu, who was not on the Darag of Aspatari Nira. Yes, he heard this Nebuah of Esbincha, Yechitcha, Asher Ahavta, La'akoy. He could Taicha Anish. He had the Yecholus, the Amida Minasoyan was to Taicha that way. That's what he's moist upon this Mahalach of Nebuah's Bilam. So Balak tells Bilam, Ki yadati eis asher tevoreich mevoyroch v'asher toir yuor. The Sifurna says that the Emes Bilam didn't have a koyach of brocha b'chlal. When Balak is sending him the message, eis asher tevoreich mevoyroch, it was chanufa ba'almo, it's not the truth. The Emes Bilam only has a koyach to be makalo. That's what he talks about. That's interesting. I saw from the Chofetz Chaim, he knows Andersh, he says, he takes out of their hair. Bilam has a koyach of peh. Bilam has a koyach to be mevorach, and Bilam has a koyach to be makalo. Zestu, how a goy thinks. Why can't Balak request that Bilam should be mevorach him, give him an elyonus? No. What does a goy request? Like makalo the under. They say, if you're learning Be'emet, it was Taki had the yechayos of Hashem tevorach mevorach, and Daki went and he used the koyach of klolos. So Bilam Be'emet tells him, he says, the truth is, he's honest. I really can't do anything, not small, not big. Actually, you can say a pshat. What's the name? Achas ktano igdoilo. And as we know, the Gemara says in Brochus, in Avodah Zarah, in Brochus Avzayim, Bilam, what was his koyach? He was yodeya, the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyach. And when he had that rega of kas, and the emes ein, loy nishtayim, it's an em shal Yisrael through the poet, that he uses his koyach during that rega of kas. Frek toifis, afenoras, and brachas. It's only a rega. What could Bilam say already in one rega? Vos kenashayim dogin in a rega? Toifis of kas. And the toifis tuturut. One teretz is, v'yei shloimah, kalein. Kalein, one word, destroy them, kalein. In one rega, you could say kalein. Inan is of toifis, noch a teretz, me'achar shehoye matzchol kelolosei bo'isle shoh. Once Bilam starts the klola and he pinpoints and he starts it at the reg of the kas, he could be mamshichin afterwards the klola. That's Bill Clare and Efshe Avort. Thus makes achas ktano or yigdoyle. It means the two terutim of toises. Bilam is saying, I can't do nothing small, nothing big. Nish the erste teres of toises of kale, or nish the tzveite teres from kima to hitzchul yochel hamshich. Dovracher, Efshe Avshat. Toises the first teres, kale. Okay, kale means destroy. But I once saw a pshat, interesting, kalein is kof, lam is mem. Kalein is kovet leiv moyach. It depends if you go kovet leiv moyach or melech leiv kovet. Kalein. Kalein is the Rosh HaTevis. If you know Bilam tried to give klolos, in the end he gave brachas. The brachas that he gave were ki loy nachas biyakoyt, loy ishkel biyachazet, and matoy voyelech yachet. Kof, lam is mem. The Rosh HaTevis, Tachas means you could say kalein, it means what he said in that Chof Lam of Men. Kalerach, actually that's also Achas Ketana Gedoyla. Ketana is a Parshat Pshat, it's a Kalein. And Gedoyla is that Kalein stands for Rosh HaTevis. There's another Pshat from the Groh. The Groh says, what does it mean Achas Ketana Gedoyla? Because he brings the Medrash, it says, Vayosam Hashem Dover B'fi Bilam. And the Medrash says, what did he put into Bilam's mouth? It's a Machloik, it's in the Medrash. Chad Omar Resen, Chad Omar Chaket. The Ketorah, the Goyin explains, there's two ways you put something, a muzzle, in the mouth of the animal. Either you pull out its tongue, or you push in its tongue. Either you lengthen, or you shorten. He explains, Bilam wanted to give a klola. A klola could be with the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not Lashon Rachamim, that's Lashon of Din. Lamashal, Yud Kei is not a Lashon of Rachamim. But the Eibishter turned it and lengthened it to a full Yud Kei Vav Kei. On the other hand, Elohim is Midas Adin. And Bilam wanted to say a full Elohim. And the Eibishter shortened it to Kale. The Pasuk said, we say in the Novi, Mo'ekoiz lo'ikabay Kale u'ma'ezoim lo'izoam Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. Sai, the Yud and the Hey turned into a full Yudkei Vavkei, and Sai Faker, the shame of Kale, the shame of Elikim was shortened into Kale. Now Bilam is trying to see if it's a koyach ra, the rega of kas, and try to check it with Klal Yisrael. We said already, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the chilek between Avram Avinu and Bilam, efshar nochan akuda, in the havchana between Avram and Bilam. Bilam is looking at Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is betzem kol kulei matoy boi alecha yakos, and he's looking and searching efshar to find an ayin ra, one nakuda, epes ashlechta nakuda. He's looking for that one nakuda ra, kol kulei toy. He's looking for that nakuda of ra. And Avram Avinu is exactly the opposite. He goes to Sdoim, kol kulei ra, and he's looking for that dan lekav shchus, for that dan letoiva. That's the opposite. I'm cooked with a guta oigen, with the ayin toy, on something that's kamat kulei ra, and kulei ra. And over here, Fakir Bilam is looking at matoiva, and alechi yata, kulei toy, and he's looking at the nakuda of ra. Another daher, Achilik Bilam, every time he's complaining, maybe this is not a good place. This mokain is no good. He goes to a different mokain. He's always blaming it. The floor is crooked. Something else. You have to try. Avram Avinu always goes back El Hamokin, to the same place. He tries to be Mesakin, Par HaKafoisa, which means Kepshuta. It also means he was Makayim. He was Mesakin Zachin, Par HaKafoisa. He was Mesakin in the same way. Bilam's no good. I'll try something else. Try something else. Chilik between Avram and Bilam. So Bilam is going by Yitziyatev Malach Hashem Baderech L'Sotan Loi. It's a beautiful verse from Rav Tam. Rashi says L'Sotan Loi. Who is this L'Sotan Loi they're stopping in? Malach Shal Rachanim Hoyo. V'hoyo Roysa L'moina Nilachto Shal Ayesta V'yevin. It was a Malach of Rachanim. The Pasuk says it was L'Sotan. And Rashi says it was a Malach of Rachanim. Person through life. In any sugya. Parnosa, Shaduchim, Aslochim, Ruchim, Yizgashim, Yizvosu Zomazayim. He's trying, he's doing. And he feels the sudden is stopping, something is shepherding. It's gayish. He doesn't realize the Vasyate is Malach Hashem Baderach L'Sotan Loi. Is Nochem, according to Rashi, it's a Malach Shal Rachanim Shiroitza L'moyne Milachtoi Shal Yashta V'yayi. Person has to know. L'mafreya, and the first day is better. Over, are you so in the mind? To come down Shver sometimes? It looks like it's the Maitha Sotan. Who is that Maitha Sotan? Malach Shal Rachanim Shiroitza L'moyne Milay Ovid. Murder the Kedahir. If he goes up to Rashi, murder the Kedahir. Vayisach Hashem et pi ha'osoy. The Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Vav, there were asorot dvarim that were nivru Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. A whole regime of things that were nivru Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. Pi ha'oret, which is in Parshas Koirat. Pi ha'be'er, in Parshas Chukah. Pi ha'osoy, in Parshas Bolok. In Parshas Pinchas is also al pi ha'goyro. But that's not one of the things that were created in the ben Hashmoshes. Those are the three pi'os. Most of the Mepharshim in the Mishnah over there in Bartanura, the Tosfos Yontif, it means that the Osoin was taka thousands of years old. It was created by Nashmoshes. They explain, no, it was the Kaya, either the original Elta Zayda of this Osoin was born, that's going to be B'Koychoy to give birth to an Osoin that's going to have Kaya Hadibur. Or some of the Mepharshim explain it means just the Etzim Kaya Hadibur of the Osoin, not this Osoin specifically. The Kaya Hadibur of this Osoin was created. But there is a pshat, I saw, for example, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He learns of Kipshutoi, that this Osoin was created in Sheshes Yemei Bereshis. And he says, don't be Tamei on such a Zach. It says that the Purim, that the Nesiyim were Mesnadeis by the Chanukah Tamishkan, were ended up brought as Karbonis by Shloim HaMelech in the Beit HaMikdash 500 years later. Don't be Nespol. He also brings a Pirkei Rabbi Elezer that the Chamor of Avram Avinu is the same Chamor ben Osoin Shenever ben Hashmoshes, Vezel Chamor Yishol Mashiach. And he explains that, yes, it can be a these up in longevity. It's a Alange, Alange is a. To sanctimize it, so it's a machloikis. The Mishnah says that it was never ben Hashmosh. That's not Mishnah. Now most of them are first-hand Mishnah learning to kaya deeper of the Osoin. There is a mahala for Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Kipshutai, the Osoin was never Erev Shabbos ben Hashmosh. And to sanctimize it, there's a medrash that says that Osoin tells Bilam, Onoichi Osoin chasher rachasame oibcha ad ayoim adeh. Zok the medrash. Milame shaloi hayazokim. You think me that Bilam wasn't so old. Shaharei ha-Osoin godolim enu. The Osoin is even older than him. Interesting. The medrash said that the Osoin said, Anoichi Asoin Chasher Rechav Tamei Oitcha Adayon. Must be Bilam wasn't too old. The Osoin is even older. We already spoke out before that the Machloikis. Rabbi Chananya holds in Sanhedrin that Bilam was only 33 years old. No, and the Osoin has to be even older. But we spoke out the Mahalat that Bilam is Lovan, or Akapani Benoish Lovan, or Akapani he was Ba'oish the Eitha of Mitzrayim at least 200 years before. No, and the Osoin is even older than him. Dotke, it's like Metander Mahalat, that the Osoin is Kipshutai never been Hashmosh. It's not just the Kayach Libur of the Osoin. And then it could be that the Osoin is even older than Bilam, even on the side that Bilam is talking much older. So the Asim talks to Bilam, so Bilam talks back. I saw Brother Dan Abshat. Bilam the Emes was very in the spoil that the Asim is talking to him, as in the spoil as everyone else. Nor he had to fake it. And Master Chazoy, yeah, for Satan, I talk to him all the time. I thought, yeah. He's a Chazoy Mamshech. Oh, but then the law halach, it didn't go. And the Asim, Bilam gets Givaldik of his Yonis. What did he tell the Asim? Lu Yeshcherev Viyodi. Bilam, the grace of Kaisen. Koichai Befiv. Eitash Atavarech Mavarech. The skin of Klal Yisrael, they're bringing him here, Bolas the grace of Kaisim, is bringing Bilam, who is Koichai Befiv, and he's having Tzoros with the Osoin, and he says, Lu Yeshcherev Viyodi. Hey, look, I don't have Koichai to chapel with you. He's being taken because of Koichai Befiv. He can't see Makal of the Osoin. Lu Yeshcherev, Azad is Yoinis. Lu Yeshcherev Viyodi. Azad, he can't. And what's Takin of Shah? Fret the Orachai, Makodesh. Taki was Koichai Befiv. What's that? Kenish Chepron with the Osoin? Zok the Orachai, either because we said, the Baal Turin brings this up, that his koyach was to know the rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koyach. That wasn't the rega. Or he says, Naniyah that Bilam had a koyach of klolo, there was one koyach he had. He didn't want to use it up. He didn't want to use it up on the chamor. He wanted to use it up on the klal Yisrael. So there's a whole mahalach advarim b'neili shiva mizbechos. The Netziv explains that by Klal Yisrael you don't need shiva mizbechos. By Klal Yisrael it's one mizbech. It's ma'achet all the koyches. By the Umas Ha'olam and they're using the koyach of karbonis, it's a period of seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. There were seven people that brought karbonis earlier: Adam, Hevel, Noyach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. And there's a koyach of seven. He wants to use this koyach of seven of karbonis. Now, who's Makar of the Karbonis? The Shein Adiyak from Chaim Kanievsky in Time of the Krah. The first time it says, Vayal Bolak Ubilom. They both brought up the Karbonis. The next times when they try again to bring these Karbonis, it's only Bolak. Bilam is not Mal of the Karbon Zuk, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because after the first time, he became blinded in one eye, Nu'um Shesum Ha'oyin, and he's a Balmum, and even on a Boma, a Balmum is puzzled. Bavarn. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, even before the first carbon, he was already chigar v'ragli achas from the story of the osoim. So he says, yeah, but by ben noyach, a mum is only if it's mechusar aver. So with this that he had a broken leg, wasn't yet possible him, and Bilam was still able to mark of the carbon. But after the first carbonus, when he became shesum ha'oyim, then already he was possible la'atrova, and therefore only bolak, the dictograph bolak brings up the carbonus. The Gemara says in Nazir, what's the riot? Because Bilam and Bolak over here brought 42 karbonis, and because of that schus, he was zoicha that rus came out of him in the schus of the karbonis, even though he did it shaloi l'shma. There's a kasha from Rav Putner and Tachin Yitzchak in Shavuos. He brings a kasha. Rav Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that the concept of lo'olam yilmar adam tayru l'shma, shemitay shaloi l'shma, bol l'shma, is only if it's al-daskei. If you're learning shaloi l'shma, al-daskei, that you want to come through to shaloi, then you'll come through to the l'shma. If the kavanah in the shaloi l'shma is not with the matara to come through to the l'shma, no. A chiddush for a chayim v'lozhin. Fret Rav Hutner, shteit on ishtad v'lachayr. Shteit, as mipay shaloi l'shma v'lashma, learns the Gemara now from Balak. Balak was not doing it for the matara to come through to the l'shma. He was kol kulay coming, kol kulay shaloi l'shma. When a Balak zogun min, the Gemara learns out that he touched Shalai Lishma Balishma. As I fracked the Akasha at Abchaim Balazim. Now the Karbonis are not Matzliach, and when he tries to be Matal, Keseder is turning into Bracha, and Balak is complaining, Lokoim Oivai Lekachticha, Vihine Beirachti Borech. The Chatam Sofer brings from a Kveger. He says, nowadays, I'm going to have a different minig, but he says, the fee the minig is, there's 132 days in the year that we don't say Tachnun. Some people have much more days, let's say. Oh, but he brings that there was 132 days that you don't say Tachnun, and there's also 222 days that you do say Tachnun. Now, the days of that you say Tachnun, that's 132, that's Lokoyev. That's days of, that is Kitri. Lokoyt oivel akasticha. Vehinei berachti boreh. 222. The days that they do say tachnun. It was nefach. The lokoyt into boreh.
Vayar Bilam ki toiv be'enei Hashem levarish es Yisrael v'loy holach kefam befam. Interesting to see, if you look at the last bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, when we end off Simshal, and look at this pasuk again, ki toiv be'enecha, l'chor is because the nusach of Chazal and the tefillah is taken off from this pasuk, v'toiv yeh be'enecha levarish es am to Yisrael. Now we know, what was Bilam's chaf? He wanted to chaf the rega echad of the kas. So, and it didn't work. The pasuk again says, and this not that palm and not that palm. He didn't have the rega. In the nusach of tefila, as a ticket of that, v'toy v'yeh b'nech l'varach et am t'Yisrael b'cholech u'v'chol shol z'ol nizvayn der rega from kas v'toy v'yeh b'nech. What it says, how can happen over here? It should be kaseid like that. It should be b'cholech u'v'chol shol. Now it says, we mentioned that he became blind in one eye. Nu'um ha'gever shesum ha'ayim. It is a pshat. It says, Bilam Asuma ba'achat me'enav. There's a pshat. A person has two ayin. One ayin is to see Gadol Taboire, and one ayin is to see Shiflas Atmai. Baboka and Nisnavar. Bilam only has one eye. Gadol Taboire, he understood. Gadol Taboire, he understood. Ve'deh das Elyon. It was the second eye. Under say, a person has two eyes. One is to see his Egnes, his Roynes. And one is to see the under is mylus. Probably some people are cross-eyed. Okay, but that's the emes, what the shot is. But Bilam was shesum ha'oyim. He's saying the voice on Klal Yisrael. He also says about Amalek, Reishis goyim Amalek, v'acharisei adei oyveit. Bolak and Bilam is the oisiest, except for the beis, is the oisiest of Amalek. The Rosh Tevis, the Chassam Sofer brings that the Rosh Tevis of Amalek is Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kehos, the Seder Adoris in Klal Yisrael. The last letters of those names of Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kehos is Misa. That was the Koyach he wanted to bake Amalek. Amalek is Vacharisoi Adi Oivet. Reishis Goyim Amalek. The beginning of the names of Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kehos, that's the Reishis, that's Amalek. Of the Vacharisoi, the last letter of those names is Adi Oivet. The last letter spells that Misa. And the cipher as a remnant. Bilam, in the beginning, wants to curse Klal Yisrael. It doesn't work. He goes to the Chet of Znus. Why didn't he do that in the beginning? What happened? What's the shackle of the Tariyah? Zot the Chasam Shloifer. There's a machloikis Bolak in Bilam. It's really a machloikis Amiroyim, machloikis Tanoim. Chazoka is twice, or Chazoka is three times. The Yidden already, Bilam holds Chazok is two times. And the Yidden already were Nichshal in the Chet of Egel, and the Chet Meraglim, and they weren't nice for the Eberstis. In the Midbar and this, but the Eberstis is still taking them. So Bilam holds Chazok is two times. Chet is not going to be a Mahalach that's going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Kvar Huchzuku, that they're Oila even after Chet. Chotu be Egel, Chotu be Meraglim, Vinis Alu. And Chazok is Bishnayim. Bilam goes to Klola. He tries to be Makal once, tries to be Makal twice, it doesn't go, he stops. Zok Bolok, I hold Chazok is three times, let's try to be Makal a third time. Tries to be Makal a third time, doesn't work. Zok Bilam, Lishitati is over. Huchzaku shalo yikashlo b'cheit, Huchzaku shalo yiplo b'klola. Oh, but Lishitati, but there's Chazok is three times, so you try already a third klola. Lola prabirna, dritamol an aveira. Egel, Meraglim, Lomra, Pabirin, Znus. Oh, but Bilam, the Sitosla, he held Chazok is already Bishnayim. That's why Mitzchila, he never suggested the Aveira. And that's why Taka Klola, he stopped after twice. The Lishitosla in Bolok was to try the third time. So they tried Taka Aveira, Znus. Now, the Mahalach of the Aveira, the Benai Smidian, went Avada with Avada Zorah. Also, first there was a Veyach to the Elihayan. Now, the Pasuk says, I saw shot from the Chidah. The pasuk says, "Vatekrena la'am lezipchei lehen vayoychlu ha'am." He says it had to be vayoychlu ha'am because the avoda of pa'or was the mahalach of the avoda of pa'or. Lahatriz was that's the mahalach of the avoda. The yidden were meoychle hamon lechem abirim, lechem abirim. The Gemara says in Yuma she nivla beivorim. There was no, it wasn't nichnas v'yoyte. That there should be a mahalach of avoda of pa'or. First they had to be makriv karbonis to avoda zarek eat vayoychlu ha'am. And then you can have the avoid of the pa'or from the achilas mon kevin the tzukum into the avoid of pa'or. Let's look at the chidah. Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim vayochel ha'om liznos. Dr. Rechaim HaKadosh. By Yeshev Yisrael Bashitim. What's the Lashon of Shitim? That was the name of the place. Of Shmogor. What's the name of Shitim? Shitim, he says, is a Lashon of Mashat, a Lashon of a Shayit. He brings a Pasuk in the Midbar, and earlier by the Mon, Shatu Ha, by the Slav, Shatu Ha'am, Rashi says, Ein Shayit El Lashon Tiyul. When you go Loshut, when you go to Tayel, Dr. Arachayim HaKadosh, the Yidin are in Machane Yisrael, surrounded by the Anani Kovit. And if you're surrounded by the Anani Kovit, and you're surrounded by the Koifle Beis HaMedrash, nothing's going to happen. Over by Yeshev Yisrael, by Shitim, Shitim Miloshin Lashut, L'tayel, Nechveknesh, it's Parshas HaShavu, Avada, Nehalten, Nitten, Nizman, Vertrach, Bechlau, Nekin Dein Azman, Nehalten, Tif, Tif, Arayim, Nitten, Nizman, aber mir redet dem auf Parshas HaShavu, das Parshas, nicht so. Den Jona Diem, auf Parshas HaShavu, nicht so. Aber auch upon him, a mensch muss wissen, that if he's heulich, Lashut, L'tayel, in the wrong places. And you can have someone, he can be sitting by his stetzer, and he's Mikhail in under a place. And come in the Oifanim. Over, if it's Vayeshev Yisrael, Vashitim, then it can be Vayokhala Om Lizmach. We'll repeat, we mentioned it a few weeks ago. Omer Rav Yossi Ben Kisma, Pam Achas Ayisi Mahalach Baderach. One time, he went, he left. Right away comes the machut and the under his eyes wants to start up. We said, it says in the pasuk, for ish asher hu tahar hu vaderech loy hoya, blind in there. Or we said, there was a faker to the ish asher hu tahar hu vaderech, maybe you're going to be tahar, you're going to go on the derech loy hoya, and we must blind in the curse of his mesh. There's two kapitlech tehillim that go in our space. One of them is ashrei yoshvei veisecha, and the end of ashrei yoshvei veisecha, it's the Hilas Hashem, he's Aver Pi. But if you go Ashrei Tamimei Durech, in the end it's Ta'isi, Kaseli. The person has to realize, says in the Pasuk, Aye HaKadesha, it says in the Pasuk by Yesha, by Yehuda and Tamar, Aye HaKadesha, he be'inayim al HaDerech. Kedusha, it comes from Einayim al HaDerech. By Yesha, Yisrael, Beshitim, and right away, by Yochala, on Liznois, Nef Ois learning, Lo la mashat, the lo la tayel, lo membliven, the curse of its medrash, and the life of it.